turn with us over in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1. Now, some of y'all would smile, and some of you'd cry, your head wouldn't swell near as bad. Amen. Now, we ain't a bunch of Catholics here. Let's go to church. I mean, we ain't fizzing light no candles or nothing, but we just love going to church together. And aren't you glad we can still go to church in this day and this hour? Well, I'm glad I'm saved. What wonderful singing tonight. And just such a good spirit in the church. And Concord, I just can't tell you enough. I know I need to get to preaching. But I just appreciate the kindness of the people of God. Not everywhere you go, you feel welcome. And everywhere you go, you don't have liberty to preach. I preached here Monday night like I was 16. I got home. And they said, how'd it go? I said, oh, it went real good. But I got in a little higher gear than I meant to. Isaiah chapter number 1. I'm glad we got a Bible tonight. And the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah and Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. He said, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. The Lord hath spoken and hath nourished and brought up children. They've rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider, O sinful nation. A people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they've forsaken the Lord, and they've provoke the Holy One of Israel to anger. They're gone away backward. Why should you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. And the whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there's no soundness in it but wounds and bruises. Putrefying sores, they've not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Look in verse 7. Your country's desolate. Your cities are burned with fire, and your land strangers devoured in your presence. It is desolate as overthrown by strangers. The daughters of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers in a besieged city. Verse 9, where I want to preach out of tonight. Except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the good grace of God, and Lord, how good you've been to us. I want to thank you for my friends this evening. I pray you'd bless our church back home tonight as they just started their prayer meeting service. I want to thank you for a church that will allow me to travel and enjoy the goodness of God. Lord, bless these people here at Concord, and God bless these people at Double Island. I just can't thank you enough, but you do know I'm thankful out of my heart. Now, I pray you'd let me be a blessing just a few minutes tonight. Help me to encourage the saints of God. I need encouragement in my heart. Now, I pray now you'd help us like only you can do. For we ask it tonight in the name that's above all names, and you are the Lord Jesus, and we love you and thank you for it. And amen and amen. Well, realize here that in the text of our Bible, he's referring to the nation of Israel. Israel's quite in turmoil tonight. But what folks is going to find out is they've fired a rocket at God, and he ain't going to take that setting down. And tonight, I don't want to preach on the nation of Israel. I want to preach where we all live tonight and use this simple little word found in verse number 9, just a small remnant. What is a remnant? Some of you younger ladies probably don't know what a remnant is. We buy things down at Dillard's and Walmart, and the Sam's Club, but a remnant is simply this tonight. I want to use it in an illustration. It's same as us, as the church. It's a portion that remains after the main part has been used. These are just remnants. Now, my mama, I had an old country mama. And boy, she loved quilting. I had a grandmama know how to do it. And they simply took and they used these old rags, these old discarded remnants. They might not mean much to nobody else. And let me tell you, the church may not mean much to nobody else, but it means a whole lot to God tonight. And so don't you fret about the church going down, honey. We ain't going down. We're going up and out of this world. And the church has never done any better than what it's doing tonight. Matter of fact, I believe we're in the fourth quarter and the final ending. Jesus is coming. And I sure am glad it's just been a small portion of people that is left that has impacted our country. Thank God for the church tonight. And so we simply take and we use this one little Bible word of remnant. And I want to use it by outline this way tonight. First of all, you'll notice there's the look of the remnant. These are used to make things. And like I say, we went into Dillard's today and I didn't see no remnants. I just seen a lot of pretty things. Amen. But you know, with these remnants, the look of this remnant, I'm going to say it was discarded. It, a lot like a lot of us, we found the Lord and the Lord found us when it wasn't much left of many of us. So the look of these remnants, they were discarded. And then you'll notice they're very distorted. They're all different shapes and sizes and colors. And that's what I love about God. He died for everybody. He didn't die for just one race or one people. He died for the sins of this whole world. And don't die and go to hell, because Jesus paid the price for every one of us tonight. Now we can all be saved by grace through faith. The look of these old remnants, they don't mean much to nobody else. They were discarded and they was distorted. It's really what nobody else wants. Now, my mama, I remember as a little old kid, was raised out in the country, and I had a country mama. She'd put so many of them old handmade quilts on you in the bed when you woke up in the morning. You needed a bumper jack to get out from under the cover. I mean, wherever she laid you down at, and them old timey quilts, they'd just mash you down flat. And you know, as a young boy, we'd go to town. Town was about 9 miles from us, and they had a store there called the Mill Inn. I could see my mama pull in, put a dime in that parking meter. You young folks don't know about them parking meters neither. But my mama'd walk in, and we didn't have a lot, but we had enough. But I tell you what we had something that money couldn't buy. We had God in our home and had a mom and daddy that loved me. And I knew they loved me, but just as a little old kid, I'd follow her in that store. And my mama, you know, we didn't have much. She sewed for the public, and she'd look around, be sure none of them Jones folks was a-looking, and she'd get behind the counter. She'd say, "Hun, y'all got any of them remnants left that nobody wants?" And a woman would pick up a bag. She'd say, "Yes, Miss Bowman, and so good to see you. I've been saving you a bag full of these remnants. What are you saying?" My mama realized she could do something with what nobody else could do. It's so much like our Lord Jesus. He decided when nobody else wanted us that He had something else in mind for us. And I'm glad that He loved us by Calvary's cross. I could just see me as a little old boy at the counter. My mama look around and she'd get them bag of remnants out and she'd come back home and she'd just scatter them out on the kitchen table. And she'd say, "Lord, hon, it's going to be something else what we can make out of them remnants." So the look of the remnant, it don't look like much. You know something? I was talking to a young man last week down at our gun club. Get together and we shoot, have good fellowship. Somebody say amen. Shake your little Baptist head up and down tonight. And one of them said, you know, I don't like church. Everybody looks down on people. And I said, well, listen, if you'd just come down there where I preach, we won't look down on you. We'll just be glad that you come there, and we're going to preach Jesus to you. And so it's so much like simply the look of these remnants. They was discarded, they was distorted, and they was very discolored. So before I get in the main thought of the message tonight, I want to read something to you in case you think you're sitting on a limb higher than anybody else. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor infamous, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And look in verse 11 of 1 Corinthians 6. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our great God. Honey, let me tell you, we was discarded, we was distorted, we was very discolored, but I'm glad Jesus had us on His mind. Don't think you on a limb above nobody. Without the grace of God, we'd all be in hell tonight. Amen. You know, I've learned something. Judge not and you be not judged. I see a lot of pitiful people in this country. We preached Monday night on the church with an open door. What a privilege that Philadelphia had. And I want to remind you, when you're going to church where the door is open, there may be some folks come in don't look like you, may not smell like you, but you ought to thank God that they was able to come in and you could tell them about the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So simply the look of these remnants, they was discarded, distorted, they was all discolored, they all looked so different. You know, God didn't save us to be robots. He saved us to be who we are. He called us to be who we are. And preachers, the best you'll ever be is who God called you to be. I come up under a pastor. He preached in them pointed-toed cowboy boots. You know, they call them cockroach stompers in Georgia and Alabama. You can get in the corner and kill them cockroaches, they say, pointed. I went and got me a pair of them. Brother Bradley, I was a crippled man by lunch. Amen. But I thought everybody had to preach in a pair of cowboy boots. And I found out them cowboy boots wasn't for me. And so tonight, even though that we're all different, God has made us that way for a reason. Just to honor and glorify God as we are and who we are. So here the look of these remnants. They don't look much like this. They're simply discarded and distorted. They're discolored. And something about these that I want y'all to get this and take home with you. Now, I ain't going to preach a lot longer, but I want you to get this thought. They was disconnected. But the Lord done something. He reached down in a dark place, pulled us out, and He began to stitch us all together. Boy, aren't they all different shapes and sizes tonight? But, boy, don't that make a pretty thing right there? I believe the church in the eyes of God is one of the most glorious things that He sees on this side of heaven. I'm so thankful one day that He's put me in the family of God. Now, something about this old quilt and these remnants, not only is there simply the look of those remnants, but what about simply the love for the remnants? I'm glad them remnants was desired. I'm glad He came looking for me. And boy, I was minding my own business. These old remnants, I got to think about Mama down there at that old material store. These remnants, the love for them, they is desired. They was discovered and they was disrupted. I remember the day that God run His hand in my life. I was in a